Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. It's Dominic Ortiz, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Ortiz. Call Ortiz, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo. It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Ortiz.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Special show for you today as we welcome Joelle Bentz to our microphones. Joelle is a Buffalo police officer. She's a patrol officer right now, formerly with the Erie County Department of Mental Health, where she was a forensic mental health specialist. She also worked at Erie County Adult Protective Services, Lakeshore Behavioral Health. She's got a community-minded focus, and she's a patrol officer right now. Good morning, Joelle.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks
Welcome to the program.
Me. Thank you so much.
You might be wondering, what is Dominic doing with a Buffalo police officer in studio? Well, Joelle's involved with a project that you might find interesting. I did, and that is a rehab of a house on Southampton Street that is owned by an organization called None Like You. And let's start by talking about what is None Like You.
None Like You is a not-for-profit organization that was started in the 90s by a woman who's from the East Side named Elizabeth Triggs. She saw a need in the community and she sought to fill it, no matter what it was. She focuses on giving food to people in need. For example, just a few weeks ago, she had organized quite a large book bag giveaway on the West Side. She focuses on all neighborhoods. And one of the things that kind of connected, one of the many things that connected me to her was the fact that she likes to focus on getting children involved, the youth in the community, having them help with various projects and giving back to the community, keep them busy and to have them have some pride.
That's great. That's what it's all about, right? And as a police officer, especially in today's day, that may, in the end, make your job easier.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, the whole strife of what we're dealing with now is a lot of youth that don't really have focus.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The lack of things to do, especially right now with with coronavirus, you know, having purpose and drive and establishing a hard work ethic. And also Elizabeth Triggs, a long tribute to her. She gets a lot of many of the people her age active and younger. So the youth in the community have somebody to look up to.
That's wonderful. So Joelle's organizing a Buffalo Police Explorer event. And this event is going to be involving a repainting of the house on Southampton. And apparently it's already been abated of lead, so we don't need to be concerned about anyone being affected adversely by lead paint, which is good news. But we are trying to recruit some volunteers for Joelle to help paint this house. And she's actually ideally looking for a painting contractor who can help with the high points.
Yes, of course, with the Buffalo Police Explorers that I have, 14 to 20 years old, we want to have the most safe experience possible. Mm-hmm. So we like to keep away from getting them on ladders and high points and not worrying so much about safety and just kind of focusing on painting the low points, getting together in the community a day in a safe way. And also we had recruited a local artist who we're going to create a mural with. And it's not going to be on the building. It's going to be on the ramp. So it's kind of a little bit different of a take, yeah.
So tell us, Joelle, what it's like to be a police officer in today's day.
Well, you know, I am with the neighborhood engagement team. So right now, I have a different type of assignment. I'm very community-based. Mm-hmm. We had historically worked with a lot of community leaders, not-for-profit organizations. We're very active in the community. Of course, this is pre-COVID-19,
right.
You know, and a lot has transpired since then,
sure.
You know, so... So, you know, we're in with doing community block clubs and organizing and relaying information to the community about how to safely go about your business or, you know, crime prevention by design, which mm-hmm. is what we're attempting to do here. So it is a little bit challenging right now, but, you know, we're going to persevere here.
How do you handle the momentum to defund police when... there's just so many things like you're involved with that prove the value of the police force.
Yes, I think there's some things I can't speak completely on, but, you know, I can actually say for a great example for this program here, the Buffalo Police Explorers, again, is a group I have. I have 35 kids from the city of Buffalo who are interested in law enforcement, and it's a mentorship program with Buffalo police officers for these recruits. We teach them about an array of things, physical fitness, mental health care, the criminal justice system. We work with judges. We work with Judge Carter. We work with Assistant District Attorney Meredith Mohun. We work with so many people mm-hmm. in so many different capacities to give these youth an experience. We have them outfitted. We try to do little kickbacks like going out to dinner for leaders. And all of this money was raised by our committee, which is established really on volunteer basis. So, you know, Commissioner Lockwood has been great with the neighborhood engagement team, and he's been very supportive of this initiative. But we just don't have the funds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very lucky with my background that I have begged for money for, I guess, you know, my whole adult life now. So about 15 years, I've been part of nonprofits where we're asking for money. So, you know, I'm already used to it. So I was able to kind of put together a board that consists of two other police officers, one lieutenant and myself, and we brainstorm on how to make money.
Okay.
So as far as defunding, you know, we're not even working with anything to begin with.
So you tell them, bring it, defund us. We'll still raise money on our own.
For this program,
there
yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So we would invite you to join in our conversation with Joelle and perhaps get involved with what she's trying to do with the Buffalo Police Explorers and this project on Southampton. We're going to lay out all the details for you this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. But in the meantime, pick up the phone and give us a call and give Joelle a virtual pat on the back for what she's attempting to do here at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, that's a toll-free call for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out our website. And particularly right now, you want to follow along on the progress of the new Cortese HQ at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Foundations are in, and you'll see all of that at cortese.net. And while you're there, check out everything we do, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line for your kitchen and your outdoor kitchen, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, decks, and our small projects division, all there at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Snyder, the Main Street branch of Lakeshore Bank. Right there on Main Street, not too far from the 290. You've driven by it. You know where I'm talking about. Richard Greco is the branch manager there. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Welcome back from your vacay.
Thank you very much. And before I go any further, I just wanted to thank Joelle and all police officers out there for all they do on a daily basis. They're a special group of people, and know that they have our support.
Amen to that. And Lakeshore Bank, of course, the bank of choice of all of us who really want value with our bank, and that is what you get at Lakeshore Bank. We went to Lakeshore for financing of the new Cortese headquarters and, of course, our regular banking needs. And there's just so many values that we have associated with Lakeshore Bank with great rates. In fact, you're paying, I think, the highest rate locally now for business accounts.
That is correct. We have a 0.5% savings rate on both for-profit and non-for-profit savings. So I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you look at rates and everything relative with the economy and what's happening out there, 0.5% on your business savings, especially if you have funds from the PPP program that you're sitting on the wayside, on the sidelines within that, not a bad rate to put. And we had some very nice rates on the retail side, too, with our certificates of deposit.
There you go. And not to mention the ongoing 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with zero cost associated with it.
You are correct. And again, as we've spoken about previously, not only is this a great account for home improvements, utilizing companies like yourself, but again, it's kind of an emergency fund as we don't know what's going to happen as we go further into the fall and winter here with possibly a stimulus package, jobs, schools reopening, and so on. So you can tap the equity in your home, keep it available, and if need be, depending upon employment situation and so on, have an extra source of savings to go to. And what better way to do that than at 2.5% with no cost?
There you go. And also, in addition to that, if you're tight on equity, Lakeshore can still help you with the future values loan, which will loan against the future value of your home.
That is correct. So we can take a look at the plans and what the architecture is going to do to your home. Take a look at what the future value of that equity will do to raise the appraised value, and then you can borrow against that with various draws as you have the work being done, again, hopefully by a company like yourself.
Okay, thank you for all of that. Richard, give us the phone number for the Snyder branch.
Sure, 898-2101, 898-2101, and always, as I've said before, you and your listeners and Joelle there, have a wonderful weekend. Looks like a beautiful summer one, and stay healthy and stay safe.
Okay, Richard Greco, the branch manager of the Lakeshore Bank on Snyder in Snyder, New York, for 129 years. Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore. Yeah, come and meet me down by the shore.
Make sure.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn, but not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's 1 in 6. School lunch might be their only meal each day, and it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. It is central to the center's mission to convene discussions about current constitutional issues facing our nation so that people of all ages and perspectives can learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For the center's live programs, constitutional news, podcasts, educational resources, and online interactive constitution, visit constitutioncenter.org.
Go back in time with Radio.com Rewind. And just so you know, no DeLorean necessary. All you need is the Radio.com app. You can pause and rewind your favorite news and sports stations when you listen on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Take a short trip 15 seconds back, start your favorite show over, or travel a whole 24 hours back in time. Great Scott! Radio.com Rewind will change the way you listen to radio forever. Yeah, that sounds like hype, but we're serious. Check it out and time travel today. Radio.com Rewind. Plutonium optional.
Do you own a business? Then you're going to want to hear this. If you're a business owner who's frustrated with paying ridiculously high credit card fees every single month, it's time to do something about it, and there is a way you can save hundreds, in many cases thousands of dollars in credit card fees. Here's the solution. solution. Call Merchants United. Merchants United can save you a ton of money every single month on credit card fees. They've provided incredible savings to local businesses of all sizes, from florists to spas to car dealerships. They've even saved one business up to $60,000 in fees a month. Plus, Merchants United will set up everything for you. Merchants United is the premier credit card processing company in the area, with 45 years of experience and a secure system far superior than anyone else's. Here's co-owner Scott Buckley.
Allow me to explain all the benefits of what we offer, as I can show you how to save up to 80 to 90% in credit card fees per month.
It's time to start putting money back in your pocket by saving thousands on annoying credit card fees. Call Merchants United today, 216-8006.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Bill Horbert and I go way back, almost 50 years now. Big L, of course, in business that long, and Cortez Construction in business for 70 years. And Bill's philosophy kind of correlates very well and closely to ours, and that is just do the right thing. And that's what you get from Big L Windows and Doors. If you're looking for window replacement, replace your windows and doors with a simple plan, and that is to go see my friends at Big L. They will evaluate your project. They will help you select your windows. They will consult with you on the right window for your job. Of course, they will install the window professionally and give you years of enjoyment. 895-8484 is the number. They're on William Street, not too far from the thruway in Cheektowaga. You'll get great service, great quality, and their famous total trust guarantee. That means that if you ever have a problem, they will take care of it for you. Their expert installation team are on call for your service needs and installation needs, and you'll get count on Bill Horbert for just doing the right thing. And that's what Big L is all about. Big L Windows and Doors on William Street in Cheektowaga, not far from the thruway, 895-8484. Winners of the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Award, which means they do things with ethics in mind. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the funk.
10:25 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with Joelle Benz. Joelle is a Buffalo police officer and organizing an opportunity for the community to come together and repaint a house on Southampton Street, the home of None Like You, a federally recognized not-for-profit that serves the community by organizing young people to kind of give back with community grounded events and opportunities. And the house on Southampton Street is where Mrs. Triggs lives?
It is not where she lives, no. It is where she houses
the Where she houses the organization.
Yes.
Okay. So what we're trying to do today for Joelle is bring awareness to the initiative of the Buffalo Police Explorers event and tentatively set the date of 8/29, August 29th, to repaint the house on Southampton. Now, what she needs is people to come forth for volunteering their time and resources. And ideally, if a painter could come forth who has the lifting equipment to do the high peaks, that would certainly be of great value for what Joelle's attempting to do. If not, they can have people on the ground painting for as high as they can reach, correct?
That's right. That's right. And in addition to, thankfully, to our Buffalo Police Union, the PBA, they've donated a significant portion. So we will have all of the tools covered as far as the rollers,
painting
the
equipment.
Paintbrush. Mm-hmm. Yes, all the paintbrush.
How about the paint?
The paint, everything. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they've been very gracious.
So come with a good attitude and a good work ethic and help apply the paint to the structure on Southampton.
That's right.
And we're going to get more into that as far as how you can actually volunteer. Joelle's going to give out information on how you can do that, and we'd like to have you call in and speak to Joelle, and as I said, give her a virtual pat on the back for all the good work she's doing as a Buffalo police officer in these trying times. 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and give her a call. She could use the encouragement. She just had to put her dog down, and so she's a little sad about that. I'm sorry about that.
Yes, thank you.
How old was the dog?
He was 12 years old.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish dogs would live longer, you know?
I do, too. He had a great night, though.
Yeah.
We had a great night.
Yeah, you gave him some special food and
He had some Chinese food. We gave him steamed chicken and rice and broccoli, and gave him some ice cream from Dairy Queen. And then my husband and I got him on our Ranger, and we went for about a half-hour Ranger ride, and he was in a blanket on my lap, and we went to a pond that he loves, and he hopped off and went into the water, wobbled in there, wobbled back. So it was a beautiful goodbye, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm going to make you cry now. Sorry, Joelle. Sorry about that. 803-0930, pick up the phone, and let's go to North Tonawanda and speak with Dennis. Good morning, Dennis. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hats off to Joelle and all the police in this great country of ours.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
Listen, I've got a question about painting over wallpaper.
Okay.
My daughter just bought a house in North Tonawanda. Most of it, if not all the walls, are old-fashioned wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
The house was built in 1977, so I'm pretty confident it's drywall. So as far as we're concerned, trying to strip that wallpaper is out of the question.
Why do you say that?
I'm afraid of stripping wallpaper for getting into the paper on the drywall.
Yeah, well, let's just make it a possible assumption, Dennis, that it was installed properly with sizing. And you can do a test pull in a corner somewhere and see. And if it was sized, it should come off like a Band-Aid.
Without steaming or...
Yeah, yeah.
Cold or anything?
Yeah. I mean, you might get lucky that it was installed with sizing, and it will come right off. Now, if it gives you any resistance, the next thing I would try would be some steam. And the last thing, of course, would be chemicals. If you get to the point where you see that you're doing a lot of paper damage to the drywall surface...
Right.
Then I would say I would stop, and I would look at an alternative approach, which would be, in some cases, what we do, believe it or not, is cut the drywall right off. We've actually done that to save time. It's a longer process, but you do get all new drywall, and you do get a better job.
Well, one of the things we're thinking about is going over, just leaving the drywall and going over it with new drywall.
Now, that's of course, a good shortcut. But the problem with that is that you do need to make sure that you're furring out all the trims, window, door, baseboard, that kind of thing.
Right.
So if that's not an issue, putting a quarter inch or 3/8 drywall over the existing may be a good solution for you. But do a test pull in the corner and see by chance if there's any sizing. Maybe inside a closet if they wallpapered inside a closet, whatever you could do with that, and that might be, you might be pleasantly surprised that it was put out with sizing. It is coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. Brendan Keeney standing by with the latest from the WBEN Newsroom. Good morning, Brendan.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are the top stories for Saturday, August 8th. On the heels of Governor Cuomo's major announcement yesterday, saying schools will be allowed to open to at least some in-person instruction come September, the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization said they want to see a remote startup to the school year, as they don't believe the district is ready.
Let's get real. Without more funding, without testing, and without contact tracing, we cannot safely reopen our schools. Let's get our ducks in a row. Money, testing, contact tracing, and a plan that we can all live with.
And you can listen to that full press conference online. Buffalo police are investigating a shooting that happened last night near the Central Terminal, as a male was reportedly shot multiple times on Newton Street. Police say the injuries appear serious in nature. Now a look at this weekend's forecast. Today, partly sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mainly clear skies with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Breezy in the afternoon with a high of 83 degrees. And then on Monday, partly sunny and humid with a shower or thunderstorm around, but dry across the southern tier and a high near 90 degrees. It's currently 75 degrees and mostly sunny in Buffalo. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Cortez, your man for home improvement. It's Dominic Cortese here, and you've heard me talk about what a great value a new roof from Ava Roofing is for years. Well, now Ava has even a better value for you. Yeah, how about this? How about free? Yeah, that's right. Ava Roofing is giving away a roof, and there's no gimmicks. All you have to do is enter on their website, click a few buttons, go to avaroofing.com, click the free roof giveaway tab, fill it out, and you're entered. That's it. And there's other ways, too, that you can expand on your entries. And there's eight more ways. First of all, you can get up to 1,000 additional chances. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, you get another entry. You comment on it, and you get and you share it, and you get five more. And if you complete all eight methods to enter, you'll get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof with no gimmick attached. That's great value. Go to avaroofing.com to enter. No purchase necessary. Ava Roofing offers roof replacement and repair. 990-4793. That's their phone number. 990-4793. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, it's Bowerly, and Tom Rozek at Rozek's Vacuum wants to encourage Western New Yorkers to stay safe as we go through this unprecedented time together, and as we begin to move forward, he wants to share his hope for a bright future with smart leadership and intelligent decision-making. Tom Rozek and his team at Rozek's are doing their part to keep our corner of the state healthy, and he hopes you and your families will continue to do your part as well. We're all in this mess together, but if we remain vigilant, we can put all of this behind us and get back to doing the things we love with the people we love. If you need them, they're taking actions and steps to ensure your safety by wiping items down with antibacterial solutions, keeping their door handles clean, and have an air purification unit running 24 hours a day. The Rozek showroom is open for business in the Sheridan and Sweet Home Plaza, Amherst. The Hamburg showroom is modified hours. Please check online for updated hours. From Tom Rozek and the entire Rozek's family, stay safe and rest assured they'll be here when you need them.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions.
If you run a small business, every penny counts. So saving up to 30% on your workers' comp insurance is a big deal. That's why you need a workers' comp rate check from PI Insurance, now available for small business owners in your area. Workers' comp insurance rates can vary, and yours may have changed since you got your current policy. That's why PI Insurance invites you to get a quick online quote right from your computer or smartphone. Simply go to PIinsurance.com. And you'll know in just minutes if you're overpaying. PI Insurance was built a better way to make workers' comp a no-brainer with an easy online experience and outstanding service. PI Insurance helps protect your business and your employees. Plus, it could save you up to 30%. Do yourself a favor. Find out if your small business is overpaying for workers' comp insurance. Check your rate today and see how much you can save at PIinsurance.com. That's PIeInsurance.com.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Williston Park. And if you do have needs for a sneeze arrestor for your restaurant or takeout opportunity, well, Twin City can help you with that too. 694-3300. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with Joelle Bentz. Joelle is a Buffalo police officer, and she's organizing a rehab opportunity for a home on Southampton Street, the home for a not-for-profit organization called None Like You, which helps in the community. Like last Saturday, they did a book bag giveaway. And tell us about that real quick, Joelle.
Sure, of course. again, the director of this organization, not-for-profit, her name is Elizabeth Triggs. I believe we just had her birthday, and I believe she just turned 75. I'm so sorry if that's not correct. But she's an Eastside community member, and she has been active in this and organizing for years and years and years. So she had put together over 100 book bags.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday morning, put them on Hudson Street at Niagara at a church that she was working with. She organizes different vendors to come. Buffalo Police Athletic League was there giving away free helmets. Myself, you know, PBA member, Joelle Bunce was there, you know, assisting. I did an obstacle course for the kids in chalk, and
cool.
You know, we tried doing that in 90 degrees with mask on. It was a challenge. And the event was from 12 to 2. These book bags were gone, 100 of them, by 12:15.
Mm. And what were they, school equipment?
Yes.
School needs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, I'm out in the streets often, and, you know, I have been for years and years, but it's like you can never really get used to the fact that children are really looking so desperately for book bags and materials. Mm-hmm. So she has a keen eye, in my experience, from how much I know Ms. Trigg. She has a keen eye and seeing where the need is and trying to fill it as much as you can.
So the house on Southampton is going to be repainted, and the date tentatively right now is the 29th of August. If you would like to participate by either writing a check or showing up to actually paint, or if you know a painter who has painting equipment, or if you are a painter who has painting equipment, we would like you to contact Joelle. You can email bpdexplorer638, bpdexplorer638 at bpdny.org, or the website explorerpost638.com, explorerpost638.com. Joelle would certainly appreciate any and all help with your time or a donation.
Yes, and this is a mentorship program we have for 14 to 20-year-olds with the Buffalo Police Department. We have about 30 PBA members who are active. They volunteer their time, And there's many reasons for this program. There's many missions, there's many objectives. And one of the big ones is quality of life. Mm-hmm. And we want to expand these youth opportunities and viewpoints of the world. So, you know, if we do have a painting company who's, you know, wants to mentor for a day or teach mm-hmm. the tricks of the trade, we want these.
You never know, somebody might fall in love with the idea of working in the trades.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if they veer off and don't become a police officer, that's okay. We know them in the community. They know us.
There's a lot of ways to give back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. 803-0930. Pick up the phone now and speak with Joelle Benz from the BPD. Texter writes, warm water with fabric softener. Text wallpaper, takes the wallpaper off in small areas. Yeah, that's another effective trick. Hopefully, though, if the sizing was used, it'll just peel right off. To NT we go. And Joan, good morning, Joan. You're on WEN.
Good morning. I have a cordless pleated window blind, and it does not work. I mean, it goes up just part way.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I can do?
So it's the kind that you shove up and it catches?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are tricky. I don't know really how those work. There must be some lines hidden inside that work on a pulley system, and maybe in some way they're encumbered, and so that it goes up but it doesn't come back down. Is that it?
It comes down, but it only goes up just so far.
Yeah. I don't have an answer for you. Maybe that is a disposable item and it maybe needs just to be replaced.
Well,
I hate to be disposable in any advice I give, but the inner workings of that are something that I'm not familiar with. I'm sorry.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Maybe somebody knows, though, and that's usually what happens when I don't know something. Somebody calls and shares a trick. So we'll put that out there if you know how to help. Joan in NT with her blind that won't go up and down, that's hidden corded blind.
Yeah.
Give us a call and share your opinion and advice. We'd appreciate that. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to the Falls and chat with Steve. Good morning, Steve. You're next.
Good morning. I just turned the radio on when I came in my car, and I heard Joelle, and I was actually one of her police academy instructors, and I remember telling her that I expected great things from her. She was going to do a lot of good, and I even told her that someday she may even be a high administrator, and I just wanted to give her that word of encouragement, and you know, I'm just so proud of the work that she's doing, and just keep it up, Joelle.
Thank you, Mr. Patton. Very nice of you. It's very good to hear from you.
Well, likewise, and I'm glad that you're doing so much good, just as I thought you would.
Thank you.
You know, you make a good point, Steve. Some people just have it within their DNA to give back and to be part of the solution and not the problem, and Joelle just seems to emit that.
Well, you know, she was one of those cadets that, you know, she really worked hard, she tried, she went the extra, you know, effort, and, you know, she even took pre-classes that I usually give to civilians just because she wanted to be better prepared to meet the particular block of instruction that I give, and, you know, just her work ethic and just the way she tried really spoke volumes.
Well, I think she's an excellent representative of the Buffalo Police Department.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate very much.
Okay, Steve, thanks for those kind words.
You got it.
All right. You know, I'm sure that you don't do it for the credit, but it just seems as though you are in the right place at the right time, and you've got to feel good about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I emailed you this particular sentence. It really is not about me, but I do exactly how you said. I was previously a social worker. I was a psychiatric counselor. And in this very bizarre time, you know, I took this leap over to a field filled with very courageous and very ethical men and women. And I just love joining the two fields together. So I am very grateful.
There's definite overlap for sure. You probably see it every day, how your mental health background helps in policing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It has been very helpful.
You could probably tell us stories of situations that you have somehow been able to prevent from escalating because of your mental health experience.
Yes, yes. And I've also experienced watching many men on the street who, you know, were really old-time coppers who were able to give those same counseling skills but didn't really put a name on it, you know, and who have exhibited a lot of social work ethics, you know, but they just didn't have that name on it because they, you know, that's not their background. So, yeah, I have, and, you know, I've watched men and women who've naturally evolved to have that same skill set.
So many of us go about our everyday life, and we really don't stop to, you know, take a good look at what's actually going on around us, and that is those people that have fallen out of society that are really living, you know, out of the system, you know, and they fall through all the cracks, and there you are to catch them.
Yes.
I mean, that's a tremendous burden on the police force and on anyone who's involved with social services.
Yep. Yeah, it's a difficult thing. We are evolving, you know, as a society. Mm-hmm. So
803-0930. Participate in our conversation with Joelle Benz from the BPD. It's Dominic Cortese. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Each and every Saturday morning, we anticipate a phone call from a good friend. His name is Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals, and their mission, of course, has always been to help you breathe easier. They are passionate about indoor air quality and have been at it for over 28 years. Indoor Air has mastered the COVID-19 protocols. You will be healthier and safer when they're done servicing your home. How can they help you? Well, they can certainly clean your ductwork. Yep, second to none as far as how they go about doing that. The patented column duct cleaning system, it blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they suck it all out. But it goes beyond that. Of course, we have the high-capacity dehumidifier and the medical-grade air purifier, all designed to help you breathe easier. And Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. And I didn't hear much of the show, but hats off to Joelle and the great work she's doing. And, you know, we know how passionate we are for law enforcement.
Yes.
And Blue Lives Matter and all that stuff. And just, it's very similar because she's shining light in dark places. And frankly, that's what we have to do as a society. And that's what we do at Indoor Air, because people forget about, as you said, the duct cleaning and the deep recesses of your duct.
Good point. Yeah.
You got the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, any construction debris, remodeling dust. And when you can remove 95% of that, you can make a change in people's health. And when you reduce the particulate in the air, it lessens the chance of spreading any virus, bacteria, or mold.
And we do know the medical-grade air purifier does kill the COVID-19 coronavirus. And if you are concerned about that, then this is the unit you need to have.
That's absolutely right. I like to use the word vaporize because that's how the DFS technology works, versus trap, because there's some issues with trapping the virus.
Right, the filters, right.
All of that, right.
And then the high-capacity dehumidifier, which I'm enjoying at home, and it's amazing to watch it, Peter. You know, it doesn't run 24/7, which is kind of a testimony to how effective it is.
Yep. No, then those are like on fire right now because we have had not a super wet summer, but when it's come down,
we've had deluge.
People realize that their basement, you know, so if you have a little leakiness in your basement, this is a better best Band-Aid. You might not have to spend the thousands of dollars to waterproof it. Although I recommend, you know, a more permanent solution, but this can do it. And we've had a lot of people say, I like the way this works. I'll take two, you know, one for their summer home and one for their, you know, regular home.
683-3000. That's the number you're going to dial. And here it is, the Hammer Time Radio discount for this week.
All right. Well, once again, the products, the medical-grade air purifiers, as well as the high-capacity dehumidifiers. And by the way, there's the portables and the ones that go inline on your furnace for the medical-grade air purifiers. 300 off of retail.
Wow.
And we're booking a month out on duct cleaning. So don't wait any longer. You can still save $36 on.
Okay. $36 on your duct cleaning, $300 off on the high capacity dehumidifier, medical grade air purifier. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio, but you need to call right now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Symphony Circle recognizes life is hard right now, but Western New York has dealt with adversity before. We always move forward. We have courage. We fight back. We are defined by our determination and compassion. We share Buffalo love. We can do this, Buffalo. Let's work together and support our local businesses and heroes. Hashtag Move Buffalo Forward. Brought to you by Radio.com in partnership with Symphony Circle Active Living. Life at Symphony Circle sounds pretty great.
The time is right for a new way to talk on the radio with Honor.
Hey, it's David Bellavia, and I'm honored to follow in the footsteps of an absolute legend and three-time Hall of Famer in Sandy Beach. We've got a lot to talk about, and I'm ready to hear from you as we bring Buffalo back together during some challenging times. You know, I've been traveling across the country, and I could truly say we are blessed in Western New York, and it's good to be home.
David Bellavia, at home on the radio. Weekday mornings, 9 till noon on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offered.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys, call 888-8888.
Main Street Buffalo.
The 2020 Conquer Chiari Walk Across America will be a virtual walk this year. Walkers are encouraged to register by visiting walk.conquerchiari.org. Chiari malformation is a serious neurological disorder affecting more than 300,000 people in the United States. Proceeds of the walk will be used to fund Chiari research, education, and awareness programs. Participation is free, and t-shirts will be provided for pre-registered walkers with a minimum donation of $40. But the deadline is August 16th. Register at walk.conquerchiari.org.
30 million children rely on school for food.
And with schools shut down around the country, these children are extra vulnerable. We had an idea.
We're going to read you books.
Save the Children and Share Our Strengths, No Kid Hungry, are on the ground serving children who need our help now more than ever.
They've set up a fund to directly address the food shortage and educational needs of kids impacted by COVID-19.
All you have to do is watch our stories.
Share our stories.
And we'll get through this together.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. It's Dominic Cortez here for Gorilla Garage Gear. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. Step one, we'll replace your garage door. Increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, and keep your family safe. Step two, how about a new Gorilla Garage floor like I have? Beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. They add beauty and aesthetics to your garage. And, of course, many times it's the primary entry point of your home. And step three, how about organize your garage? The garage is a perfect place for items that you use often but don't want to store in your main house. Gorilla Garage Gear has the expertise and specialized system to keep them organized. Now I've got some discounts for you. If you take advantage of step one, a new garage door, you'll save $100. If you do step two with step one, it's $300. That's right. Buy a Gorilla door and a Gorilla floor, save $300. And get ready for this one, folks. Buy all three, new garage door, new garage floor, and organize your garage with new storage equipment. You'll save $500. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Go to GorillaGarageGear.com or call Joe Afalo at 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Gorilla Garage Gear, everything for your garage in three easy steps. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Well, we spent the hour with Joelle Bentz from the Buffalo Police Department and the repainting initiative that the Explorer Post is going to undertake will be on the 29th of August. Tentative date for that. We'll see how many people we can organize to volunteer on that day. And if you'd like to participate, go to explorerpost638.com or email bpdexplorer638@bpdny.org. That's bpdexplorer638@bpdny.org. And Joelle, before we go back to the phones, tell us real quick what the Explorer Post class is like and how many kids are in it and what's the experience like for them?
Great. Well, we had organized the Explorers to be a one-year program. We meet once every other week in the weekday, and then we do Saturday mornings physical fitness training. So we're going to condense it now because of COVID. We're going to do January through May, and we're going to do every week. And what we had did last year, an example, is we had the recruits do be certified in CPR. We did a tour at the Erie County Holding Center. We had the recruits partake in their first 5K, which was really exciting. Sure. Again, we had worked with a few of the assistant district attorneys, Judge Carter in family court, who was very gracious in his time. The gun violence unit had created some mock scene scenarios for the recruits and kind of recreated scenes and then brought it to a courtroom, which was great.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was really interesting. We're going to have a really big one coming up in May on that, too. Mm-hmm. We're doing some collaborations with some old politicians here. Saturday mornings, we had Buffalo United Jiu-Jitsu host us for 5 Saturdays. So the recruits were doing jiu-jitsu. We did boxing at PAL. And then people may have seen us in Delaware Park, running around the park.
Hmm.
And the recruits, you know, some of them, that wasn't really their forte. So a few of them got sick, but, you know, they they did well.
For those that are not familiar, Joelle, well, we want to point out the Explorer is a organization that helps incubate police recruits from a young age.
Yes, they're recruits or young youth people who are interested in law enforcement, who seek to get into maybe Buffalo, maybe the FBI. And one of the really important things to me was getting people from each side of the city represented, mm-hmm. and they were. In addition to each side, South Buffalo, North, West, East, we also had about 6 international, which gave an incredible perspective
of
what you're coming from in their country and mm-hmm. what policing looks there. Like
sure,
there.
Sure.
So, that's just some of it, but we have a lot on our website that...
Okay. Yeah. The Explorer Post 638 website, explorerpost638.com. To Buffalo we go. Joan, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Dominic, I don't think we have enough time to speak, but thank you for having this police officer on.
Oh, it was my pleasure and honor, actually.
Well, and nobody really understands what they do unless you've worked with them, and I'm speaking specifically at the because that's where I live. But mm-hmm. I have a question, and I'm wondering if you can give me a number where I can contact you at your office, because it's I have to have my driveway
sure.
paved.
Yeah.
I'm going back and forth between concrete and asphalt.
Okay. Well, I'm a proponent of concrete, and I can give you some names off air. 683-2100 is our office.
Okay. All right, because I'm tending... 683-2100.
Right.
Yeah, I'm tending to go more with the asphalt because
okay.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here.
Well, concrete's going to give you value at resale, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you.
All right, dear.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for calling, Joan.
Bye.
Let's go to Eden and chat with an old friend, Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're on WBEN with Joelle.
Good morning, Dominic. I missed you at Lobster Fest, but I saw Mrs. Cortez there, so...
Yes.
Good. I want to also thank the police officer, and we really appreciate our police, so... Thank you for doing everything that you do. Virtual pat on the back there. Just
thank
a
you.
Question on a hot water tank and a comment on the lady with the blinds there. Finally got rid of the old hot water tank. It had been like almost 20 years or so, because that's the kind where you'd have to get on the floor with the long match to light
sure.
the pilot.
Oh, boy.
We got the new one, and it's excellent. So I just wonder what makes the little light blink on it. That's kind of an interesting thing. Is that from the thermocouple, the kind of the power that it puts out?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is the electronic electronic ignition, and it's probably telling you that it's working.
Yeah, which is good. And then the lady with the blinds, I don't have those blinds, but I would maybe just suggest maybe if she tried to lift one side of it first and then the other, maybe that might help it. I don't know the mechanics
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
And Dominic, do you know what would happen if the person that invented the blinds had never invented the blinds?
No, tell us.
It would be curtains for us all.
Always counting on you for that, Bill.
Okay, have a good week.
All right, that's Bill Kinder. He's a regular caller, and appreciate his humor. Joelle, God bless you. And thank you for all you do. Again, if you'd like to participate, go to the explorerpost638.com. The 28th of August is the tentative date for repainting. BPD Explorer 638 at bpdny.org.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for everybody for listening to me.
Very good.
Okay.
And as usual, as I say, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.